Ignorant, we gon' bring that racket like it's Wimbledon. Discipline, but yet you find anyone equivalent. Ain't no podcast similar, now you won't find no synonyms. Be produced by Q Smith, sound like it's by Timbaland. JBB in charge, EG set the bar. Coop be sipping water tree, and Turk gon' lay the law. Jokes may go too far, but that's just who we are. Prolific, so gifted, words that have your soul lifted. So consistent, yeah, so different. Ain't nobody copy that lane. Carry that torch, heat up the game. Ain't nobody got that flame. Different, different. Man, this intro different. Man, this intro ignorant. God damn.
And what's good, ladies and gentlemen? You know what day it is, and you know what time it is. It's time for another edition, rendition, Ren and Stippy edition of the one and only D1 Ignorant University podcast. It is your host with
the And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Eric Gaines Show. Just so y'all know, Eric Gaines runs everything now. Jamal has been released of his duties.
Damn. That sucks.
Shut the fuck up. If anyone's going to explain what just happened, it's going to be me. So, before I get there, y'all have already met EG. He's back this week. Ladies and gentlemen, before we get into my explanation of my cancellation, Captain Scully, what's good?
Yo, what is going on, everybody? It is your boy, Captain Scully. You know, everybody loves me. Everybody knows me. Everybody sees me, you know. And we don't get canceled around here because, you know, I've never said anything problematic ever in life.
We're misogynistic.
Unless you've heard my Karl Malone jokes. That's different.
Yes, he's never said anything problematic in public. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me break it down for you how I got canceled on a beautiful Sunday morning. So, you know, I was doing what I do. I scrolling through the Twitter timeline and I see this post about something stupid, about not liking female characters in the MCU and da-da-da-da. And then I just made a few comments about the MCU and the status of it, and Jamal was attacked. I did not deserve this. I was attacked, and apparently I'm a misogynist now. I guess that happened.
Honestly, I'm surprised you ain't been canceled already.
I'm gonna agree with him.
True. I don't know how it took this long. It's the PETA effect, I guess.
Well, PETA canceled you, but you know, they're PETA, so they don't matter.
PETA don't care about PETA. We don't care about PETA just like Karl Malone doesn't care about the age of consent.
If PETA couldn't cancel Michael Vick, ain't nobody they can cancel. Fuck them dog.
As y'all can see, we come up with the heavy hitters early in the show. The point of it is, look, if you're going to come at me on Twitter, I truly do not care. But if you got time, I got time. It ain't too many people willing to speak to the petty levels that I am willing to speak to, especially when I'm talking on topics that I know about. I don't speak on things I don't know because I'm the first one to tell you, I ain't a genius. I don't know everything. But that's not the point of the show. The point of the show is how many more things can I say before I get officially canceled?
Probably two more things. I feel like he got like two or three more things. I feel like everybody gets a nice list of things before they get canceled.
You think we run on like a baseball rule? You know, three strikes and I'm canceled?
No, it's a little bit more than three strikes. It's more so like basketball. It's like five fouls or like six fouls and two techs and something like that.
And a flagrant,
yeah.
I feel like you're very close at this point. Like, it could happen any minute.
Truly, you're not.
You're on your like third foul in the second quarter.
Hey, man, you know, I'm a defensive player. You know, it comes with the territory. Sometimes you get 5 fouls and 2 points. Sometimes you get 15 points and 2 fouls. You know, that's just the game. That's just life.
Personal foul, targeting.
You know what's funny? You even offered them to come on the show.
That's what I'm saying. I can't be that bad of a person.
Straight up Skip Bayless.
Look, I straight up said, like, if you have a problem with what I've said, you are more than welcome to be a guest on the show. Because, by the way, she questioned my capability of being a podcast host because apparently she judged me. She called.
Yo, wait.
So no, she listens to the show is what I get from her.
Bro, here's the thing. She said, you being a podcast host told me all I needed to know about you. You should have read the facts instead of focusing on being loud and wrong.
She probably bases her life off of zodiac signs.
Yeah, man.
Honestly, I would not put it past him.
But I get canceled if I say that. Look, all
he's
I'm
the Sagittarius saying, in you.
All I'm saying is I'm loud and wrong, but you instantly judge me because I said I'm a podcast host when my podcast is about sports and random shit I find funny that day. But, you know, that's just the ignorant way. We don't care about what people got to say. So with all that being said, y'all ready to actually start the show and have some fun?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So there are people in this world who have not been having fun the last few months. Of them is probably Kevin Durant and the Brooklyn Nets organization because of, I want to trade. I don't want to trade. I want to go to Miami. I want to go to Phoenix. It's a bunch of back and forth and a bunch of bitching and moaning from a dude who loves to bitch and moan. Now, I truly stopped caring. I don't care what KD got to say. But because it's news and because we are the D1 Ignite University podcast, we have to talk about the statement that came out today that the Brooklyn Nets will be keeping the GM as well as Steve Nash, and KD has rescinded his trade request. What does this mean for the Brooklyn Nets?
It's put up or shut up time. That's all it is now. Put up or shut up.
They definitely about to shut the hell up because they ain't doing nothing. It's like, cool, they'll have another great regular season record, and this year they'll probably lose in the second round instead of the first. That's all I mean.
Like, on paper, like, the trio of Ben Simmons, KD, Kyrie sounds good until the season starts. One of them's going to start complaining. Someone's going to sit out a game. Same old narrative like last year.
Somebody going to be burning sage in Boston even though he's the problem? He's the negative energy he's trying to cleanse.
It's like them people on Twitter who, when they first discovered sage.
And we not talking about Sage Steele.
Nope.
I like my job.
Good decision.
I'm moving up in it, actually, so I can't be doing that.
He had to think for a second, like, should I?
He was like, I'm not making that joke today.
But no, yeah, no, it's like, bruh, it's just, even on paper, I don't even know if it sounds good anymore because two of them don't play. The other one don't like anybody on the team. How you going to go to the owner and say either them or me, and then we supposed to go a whole season together and act like it didn't happen, or like you didn't deny the reports, because you know KD, if some shit ain't true, he will tell you. He never said he didn't say that.
This is true. Hey, speaking of KD on Twitter, y'all see the one about Patrick Beverly?
Yeah, that was funny.
That was hilarious.
Hashtag blame KD.
Hey, if you put it like this. If someone went to Patrick Bear, someone would have got him right now.
The only thing that would have made, the only thing, because KD on Twitter is just the funniest human being to me. When he said, the only thing that was about as funny as when he was like, so what did you do for your legacy today? And then the one dude was like, bro, you know, no air conditioning. It was hot as hell at my job. Unlike KD, I love the grind. And he's like, do you enjoy shitty music? Like, what is wrong with you, bro? Wow, the CIA could not get that out of me. The CIA could not get that out of me. Ain't no way.
He said the CIA and not the FBI because we're defunding them.
No, the FBI, like, the CIA destabilizes governments and tortures people. They couldn't get that shit out of me. Y'all be telling information on Twitter unprovoked that it's all type of interrogation techniques that you could put on me, and I still wouldn't say some of the stuff y'all just be giving away.
We're free for clout.
Remember when everyone's cousin was working for the government?
Man, yeah, I'm still trying to find all these cousins that worked at the Pentagon, man.
Why? My mom works for the government. She ain't never heard of one of y'all's cousins.
I'm like, if all y'all was working for the government back in 2001, you know, maybe we wouldn't be here today.
Maybe we wouldn't have these problems. If all y'all cousins is working at the government, why I'm still paying student loans, man?
My cousin at the government told me that Joseph Biden is actually sick and he's part of a child trafficking ring, and Kamala's going to take over for president anytime now. But the media just tell you that he's sick, and that's why you ain't gonna see him.
We're supposed to be in martial law, right?
That sounded like a perfect Twitter conspiracy.
No, that, I saw that. Remember when COVID and they were like, bro, Tom Hanks and Oprah and all the people were in this ring?
Oh,
and they were
like, I remember that. Yo. It's like, I remember that because they were like saying it was like it's gonna be the new Illuminati or something like that.
Yeah, I was like, what are y'all talking about? That and the 5G towers causing COVID. I'm just like, bro, 2020 was peak conspiracy.
2020 was
one of the best conspiracy theories came out of 2020, man.
But to circle back to Kevin Durant, how are you supposed to do this with as the Nets, as a franchise? He basically said the coach is a bitch, the GM's a bitch, but now they got to go work in the same building together. Kyrie Irving is going to be Kyrie Irving. I hope and pray for his sake and as well as the people who may suffer sake that we don't have another tragedy in America. Nothing else happens on the lines of Sandy Hook or anything like that, I think, hopefully. But if something like that does happen, God forbid, how do we know Kyrie won't take two months off of basketball again?
Oh, he will.
I mean, he'll do it just for fun. Because remember,
yeah.
And that's another thing. He'll take PTO because it's Wednesday and he feels like taking. And let's not forget one of the biggest elephants in the room. When was the last time Kyrie was healthy for a full season?
Actually, last year.
This year. Yeah, I was about to say, technically, last year.
Yes. And how many games did he take off to rest?
Like 60 out of 82.
You don't get to claim a full healthy season when you took 40 games of PTO. That don't count.
Yeah, like, yeah, that is still hilarious. And then, also, you know, the other looming elephant in the room?
You mean the whale in the room?
Yeah, no. In this particular case, the elephant. The CBA, the new CBA negotiations are, what, a year away now?
Oh, yeah.
Josiah is going to storm into the room and just slap all this shit on the table. Like, you see why we can't give these niggas nothing? This is why. You see how they act?
This is 100% walk in the room.
This is 100% why. We cannot have player empowerment again. They are just waiting it out until LeBron retires.
Facts. As soon as LeBron is gone,
forget all that player empowerment stuff. KD and Kyrie are going to undo a generation's worth of what these players have worked hard for, bro.
I don't know why that's so funny. Funny just like, to bro, think about. Shit,
it's killing me. I'm like, bro, y'all are going to ruin it for the next generation if y'all don't chill out.
And we all know what I've been waiting, who I've been waiting to talk about.
Oh, we know.
What I had to say for last. Now, there's a lot of question marks about Kyrie Irving. Is he going to take PTO? Is he going to get hurt? Is he going to want to play? Is a disaster going to make him take 2 months off? We don't know. KD just going to show up and hoop, but we don't know how his relationship with Steve Nash is really going to work out after all this.
You think the Nets fans are going to boo him in that first game?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then the final elephant in the room, is Ben Simmons going to play basketball?
Bro, he working out like he gonna play, but we'll see.
I was about to say, you want to talk about PTO. Ben Simmons
working out like he's working out like he's gonna play. He was working out like he was gonna play in the playoffs. You know, he was on the sideline wearing a Gucci hat.
You know what's killing me about Ben Simmons right now? This man shooting threes and his workouts, acting like he's really gonna do something this year.
But he's always shooting threes in his workout.
I was about to say, was he in that gym that they're always on in Instagram? You know that gym that they always be running in? If he was shooting in that gym, then you can forget it. He's not shooting during the season. Because that gym is the biggest
gym. Chance. Just, I'm just so, Ben Simmons, if you would just throw the ball at the backboard, I would shut up. Look, if Ben Simmons, if he opens the year and just shoots a half court shot just for the hell of it, I will go buy a Ben Simmons jersey.
Yeah, I'll buy it for you.
Like, come on, man. I can only keep this stick of slandering you for so long before it gets old. It's probably already gotten old, but I've I've slandered myself into a corner, and I can't stop until you shoot a damn three.
I mean, you know, considering we grew up with Skip Bayless and LeBron, you haven't gotten that old yet. 10 years worth of slander?
Yeah, you kind of got some time, Jamal.
That is generational talent. That is generational slander, bro.
That is generational slander. Like, I don't have enough patience to slander the same person for doing nothing.
And you find new ways to do it, too.
Bro, the worst thing we can slander LeBron about is making Space Jam 2. And that didn't happen until year 15, 14?
19, 17?
19, whatever. How I slander you for a bad movie? If that happened, Shaq would be one of the most hated figures of all time.
Exactly.
Because we love you. We love you, Diesel, but we not going to act like Shazam was good. We not.
It's Kazam. Yeah, it's not even worth remembering the name, actually.
To be perfect,
that movie was horrible.
It was god awful. Well, we love you, Shaq. Anyway, speaking of things that are horrible at rapping,
you went platinum.
So did Soulja Boy, but he can't rap his way out of a paper bag.
Sure, that's true. Yeah.
We're on the subject of rap music for a reason, because some Black Mirror iRobot Terminator type shit has happened in the last few days. And I just want to know who thought this was a good idea. Capitol Records has signed a rapper AI to a record deal. And 3 days later, he got dropped from said record label.
Well, no, the rapper was like NECA or something. It was an artificial intelligence rapper.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't know why I even said that. But yeah.
I was about to say, weren't your gorilla the first one to do that? But then I realized what it actually was.
But the gorillas was just real people in music videos, though.
Yeah. Like I said, like, at first I was thinking that, then I realized what it was.
Just, why do we set ourselves up for the robot takeover of the planet? Why are we doing this?
I just don't. I part of me should have seen this coming, but it's like, bro, this technology shit just keep getting weirder and weirder. Like, you got the metaverse and people out here spending billions of dollars for space on the internet. You got people NFTs, and now you got artificial rappers, which most of the music sounds artificial anyway. So like, you figure like the industry doesn't hate anything more than actually paying artists. So you figured an artificial rapper was up next, and then the funniest thing is that you're just saying nigga, and it was basically a 6ix9ine NFT, is effectively what it was.
It was a 6ix9ine GIF with sound.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, then apparently they dropped it after a few days, because I'm like, I feel like this is a social experiment, because you know, record labels be making artificial, like they prop up rappers and use like artificial beefs to help grow people because of YouTube content and shit. That's probably what this was.
You know how we talk about certain artists are industry plants, this and that. This is quite literally the definition of an industry plant.
Yeah, this was a true plant. This was literally a plant. Watered and everything. Seeds in the ground, all that shit.
All that. Like, you can argue if the concept of industry plant is a real or a fake thing, but ain't no way this is not it. Ain't no way this is not an industry plant.
I was just more of like, I don't know. I read that article and I was like, is this a South Park episode or Black Mirrors?
I don't have
this. This is Boondocks at this point.
And so like, that left to a question stated in one of our group chats. Even though an AI technically does not have a race, is it allowed to say nigga?
No, because basically, unless the program, computer program, or people that created it are niggas, which probably isn't the case at Capitol Records.
Right.
But that also gives me the question of, I'm fully confident I can whoop the average person's ass for saying nigga who's not supposed to. I don't think I can whoop the average robot's ass. I don't think that's how that works. I've seen iRobot. That did not end well for anyone not named Will Smith, and my name is not Will Smith.
Well, I think in this case, the artificial intelligence wasn't a robot. I think it was just a computer image or something. Like, it looked like metaverse type shit. But I'm just like, they dropped it talking about we've severed ties. Like, nigga, what does that mean? You turned the computer off?
Max, did you hit the phone down? Button? Did you control alt delete?
Right. Did you put him into the garbage pile? Like, so how do you sever ties with an artificial rapper?
I'm still trying to figure this out, though. So, like, it was a computer actually rapping and not a person?
No, it was an AI. It was Siri without the person.
Imagine, so imagine, remember Vision?
Yeah.
Marvel? It was basically Vision. Imagine if Vision was saying nigga and had dreads and was wearing a big chain.
Yo.
Yeah, that's what it was.
If I can't say it, then a computer shouldn't say it.
But I'm like, part of it is like, bro, that's kind of the industry at this point. It's like, bro, all the music is like black culture and shit is basically it now. So you figured an artificial rapper would be saying nigga, that's the excuse white people are going to go around with?
If a computer can say it, why can't I? Because I can't.
No, I'm saying that's their way of going to be able to try to say it now. It's like, oh, all of their darkest dreams and imaginations are going into this AI robot.
And again, I'm going to restate my thesis. I can whoop your ass. I don't know about a computer.
Well, I ain't never met a computer that could beat a bullet.
And that's how iRobot was created. That's how the system that created the Terminator was made. Niggas thought everything could be solved by bullets. And the computer said, you thought.
And that's my thing. That's my thing. You know how you ask if a computer can say nigga? My thing, is it illegal to shoot an artificial intelligence person? Can I get charged for murder if I shoot a robot?
That,
if not,
that's a solid question. That's a solid question.
Like, you know, I ain't never met a robot that could beat a bullet. Actually, I have. I'll take that back.
I'm trying to think of a movie.
I mean, there are some movies where a bullet can get the job done. It just like didn't all. They were shooting a little bit bigger than bullets.
But still, the U.S. military is so powerful, they took down an alien race. That tells you they are too powerful. If Megatron is out here getting lit up by tanks, there's a problem. Because even Thanos wasn't strong enough. I mean, was too strong for that shit.
Hey, look, if we have an uprising, you know, someone find Shia LaBeouf. It is his job to protect us. Call Optimus Prime. You're our only hope.
Optimus Prime will whoop your ass and give you a motivational speech while he's doing it.
Hey, Optimus Prime is the Russell Wilson of robots.
Right. Autobots, let's ride.
Let's ride.
Autobots, let's ride.
Quite literally.
Let's ride.
But Optimus, I'm a plane. Did I fucking ask you all that?
Stay in your place, boy.
Oh, God.
Imagine Optimus Prime is a racist.
You know what? I think Optimus Prime is low-key racist, but he knows, like, I may not like them, but they're better than the alternative.
We have found these humans, and there are jigaboos among them.
Optimus Prime thought be a jigaboo. I'd be so confused.
Like, sir, this is an all-white party, sir.
Like... Are you going to get mad? And again, it comes back to my original point. Can you whoop him?
You can shoot him. I told you, the military bullets was taking them robots out, bro. They nuked a Transformer in the movie.
That's if you have access to military-grade equipment. I'm just talking about...
Which everybody in Transformers seems to. How does Sam know all these military people? He working a minimum wage job in New York. But got all these military connections. How does that work?
No, you know what? He's right about that. You're telling me you saved the world in the first movie and you still broke?
Saved it again in the second.
Bro, if I'm broke after saving the world, man, fuck this world. Everybody can die.
Same with old boy from Avengers. It's like, bro, how are you, as an Avenger, got to take a loan out for your sister's house?
We know why he was the broke Avenger.
Jigaboo. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
We know why he was the broke Avenger. Let's be honest here.
Black Widow living off that government money, but she was getting like $45 million checks.
Yeah, she was CIA. But, that's different.
But hold on. Black Widow had a job before the Avengers thing really kicked off. So I guess
she was CIA. CIA make money. That's different.
But Captain America ain't had no jobs since World War II, and he ain't struggling.
Well, he was frozen in ice, so he didn't have a chance to struggle with it.
Oh, okay. I'm talking about when they woke him up. He still ain't had no job.
He woke up and saw black people have rights, just didn't know what to do with himself.
Oh, even Ant-Man, who was a world-renowned scientist, was low-key on the broker side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, ain't no way I'm saving the planet. And I don't have at least six figures in the bank. That's
first
not
name,
that's
first name basis in every government agency imaginable. And I'm working at a museum as a receptionist or whatever it was he was doing.
I can call the Pentagon today,
you know, pencil pusher,
and ask for Steve. And Steve and the receptionist know exactly who I am and which Steve I need to talk to. But I still got to pay taxes? Nah. I promise you, if I'm an Avenger, I ain't paying taxes.
You was wild to think about Captain America. Dude don't even know what a credit score is.
Well, he probably does now.
Well, yeah, he does now, but like, you know.
My eyes deceive me, or is this a nigga telling me what to do?
I mean, in Cap's defense, his credit score was 800 when he woke up.
Exactly, because he was an Aryan race soldier. He was the great white hope right there. He was the epitome of what they wanted. Of course, he wouldn't have no credit score.
We just broke something wide open for y'all. Now, if you want to learn more about racism in the Avengers, hit us up on all of our social media platforms at D1Ignite University.
We went from talking about misogynistic stuff in Avengers to now we're talking about racism.
Hey, that's how the Ignite Show works. You never know what you're going to get.
We're groundbreaking over here, ladies and gentlemen.
Right?
Y'all already know. This is how we do. But to go on to the next phase of the show, it is almost football season, y'all. Thank God the favorite game of the man upstairs is back. So I have a question for the two of the fellas on my show today of what teams do you think are going to make some noise that not enough people are talking about? Captain Scully, you go ahead. You can start us off.
Well, I can tell you who's not making noise, but we're not talking about that, obviously. The team that is making noise that nobody's talking about, I'm going to have to say, okay, I'm going to just say it. Let's pretend nobody's talking about them. But the New Orleans Saints, I think that Jameis Winston is a much better quarterback than people give him credit for. I think that last year was not an anomaly. I think he's going to have a solid season, bounce back season from his ACL injury or whatever it was that he messed up, his knee or whatever. He's got more weapons this year. You got, even without Michael Thomas, the all-slant receiver, you have Chris Olave, who I wanted the Washington football team to draft, and you have Jarvis Landry. And then that defense is still just as good as it was last year.
And they added Tyrann Mathieu.
And they added Tyrann Mathieu on the back end. And just for good measure, they added Sorensen, just because you got to measure out the good and the bad. You got to have Mathieu and you got to have Sorensen so that people can have a reason to let down. So I like the Saints. I really like the Saints. I don't know if they're going to win the division like some of my friends in one of my group chats think. But the Bucs are looking real shaky with all them O-line injuries.
EG, what you got up for us?
I was going to say the Saints, but he took mine. Now, recently, I really can't think of anybody. I mean, I wouldn't say they're going to be elite or anything, but I think they'll have improvement way better than last year. I'm going to say Detroit Lions. They're going to win two games.
All right. See, now you disrespectful.
Right, because they definitely won two games last year.
All right, I meant three games.
Gotcha. There you go. That makes
sense. And one of those games better not be the Vikings, because if not, I'm gonna be pissed again.
And you Aaron Jones gonna be crying in the huddle again.
See, you never want to be that guy. Never want to be that guy.
Bro, last year wasn't it, nigga? Have you seen Detroit? You were in Green Bay. You know that's it. That's what they do there. You do that when you sign there. Oh my, that's not it. No, nigga, it's not. It, you're not used to that, but that's it. That's Detroit. That's why Barry Sanders retired. That's why Calvin Johnson retired. That's why Matthew Stafford left town before he could retire.
All of these are so factual statements, but it's still hilarious. These are factual statements.
Jamal, now, when you think about your question, it's kind of hard to pick out a team that's actually going to, you know, make some noise. Because I feel like this year's a year where, like, everything's kind of pretty standard.
See, no. See, I'm going to prove you wrong right here. Because I'm going to show you a team I think is going to make a little bit of noise that I know you haven't heard much about. The Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, yeah. They've been dick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So here we are. We know the Colts have an elite offensive line. They got Jonathan Taylor, who's arguably the best back in football. Their receiving core, it's something to be desired, yes. But we also know that this is the Jonathan Taylor show. And, yes, Matt Ryan is definitely over the hill. He's over the hump. But if you tell me that Matt Ryan is not an improvement over Carson Wentz, you'd be fucking lying to me. So, with that being said, on the offensive side, they have Darius Leonard anchoring a pretty decent Colts defense. I think they can make some noise. And not to mention, we can't forget the most important thing about the Colts. Their division is god-awful.
Yeah, I was about to say, they're the weakest division in the league.
The Texans, the Titans, who traded away all of their assets, not named Derrick Henry, and the Jags, they could win this division by winning 7 games.
So even though Tennessee won 13 last year.
Exactly. But now it's no more A.J. Brown. They're going to hand the ball off to Derrick Henry 50 times a game. So it's only a matter of time before he breaks. And Ryan Tannehill is going to be Ryan Tannehill, but worse, because now he don't have A.J. Brown to say, screw it, A.J. down there somewhere to.
Not to mention, he's in the last year of his contract. He's a fraud. And Malik Willis is in waiver, and he's a fraud.
Hey, shots fired. So I'm just saying, the Colts have a chance, and if they have a favorable matchup come playoff time, hey, we all know the rules when it comes to sports and especially football. Anybody can beat anybody one time. One time is all it takes in this sport.
I'm going to tell you. Another team that, I mean, they're kind of sort of get talked about, but not quite in the same breath as some of these other contenders. Baltimore Ravens, I'm tired of hearing about Lamar and the lack of weapons on offense. And it's all true because Greg Roman is a terrible coordinator. He's awful. Been running the same offense since 2012. And now it's not like, it's kind of like Mike D'Antoni and the system he runs in the NBA, where it's like, it's no longer catching people by surprise because everybody's doing it better than you. So yeah, that's what that is. But that Ravens secondary is just so much Black Air Force energy, and I'm just so ready. So much Black Air Force energy. You got 4 All-Pros, a future Pro Bowler, and a rookie who probably should not have fallen that low to them. I'm like, bro, come on now. Marcus Peters, Marlon Humphrey, Kyle Fuller, Marcus Williams, Chuck Clark, and Kyle Hamilton, all in one secondary. If they can get at least a somewhat decent pass rush, that defense is disgusting. Don't nobody want to see them in the playoffs. I'm trying to tell
you. Okay, so the Ravens are in an interesting spot, and just like Steve Young said blatantly, Lamar Jackson has not developed as much as a quarterback as you want him to, because they're not treating him like a quarterback. They're not putting pieces around him like a quarterback. They tailored this offense for him to be an athletic running quarterback. Cool. Yep. Okay. But you can't go and bitch and moan when he doesn't play like Peyton Manning. Like, well, you're not letting him play like Peyton Manning. You're damn sure not giving him the targets like Peyton Manning. And I said it once, and I'll say it again. This is my philosophy on tight ends. You cannot have a tight end as your number one option unless that tight end is Hall of Fame level. Is Mark Andrews really good? Yes, he is a hell of a football player and a hell of a tight end. Do I think he's Hall of Fame level? No.
Nah.
But teams who were decently successful with tight ends as your number one option when it worked, Antonio Gates with the Chargers for many years. Hall of Fame level tight end, good to be a number one option. Tony Gonzalez with the Chiefs. Travis Kelce with the Chiefs. Gronk with the Patriots.
If George Kittle.
George Kittle with the 49ers. Though, if they are Hall of Fame level, it's okay. But other than that, really good or kind of good is not going to get the job done without a number one receiver. Because I don't even have to take an extra guy in the box for Lamar because he's a tight end. I can chip in with a linebacker and I can throw a safety over the top of him. So that still doesn't take away from the people in the box. It makes it easier to play Lamar.
You got to get Greg Roman up out of there. That man is holding him back, running the same. The exact and the only reason I keep saying it's not that it's the same offense because there's plenty of coordinators that have been around for years and run elements of the same offense. This man, Steve Smith, pointed it out on NFL Network. He runs the exact same offense he was running in 2012. Nothing has changed out of that offense.
Sounds like my old high school.
And it's like everybody does it now because it was revolutionary back then. Now everybody does it. And they do it better. Like Shanahan and Andy Reid and some of these other brilliant offensive minds throughout the league that do it better than you do.
I mean, it's like when they first put rear view cameras in cars. Yeah, it was revolutionary in 2008. Now
it's standard.
Yeah, it if your car don't have a rear view camera, it's a bum car.
Right, I wouldn't buy a car without one.
Honestly,
I didn't know how to parallel. I didn't know how to parallel park back then. So that was
exactly.
But now I know how to parallel park. But like before, I didn't know how to.
You know, it's the funny thing. When I first got a car with a rear view camera, I was like, I'm never going to use this thing. I learned how to drive without it. What would I tell you? A month later, I am looking at this hoe religiously. Like, yeah, I'm good. I ain't even got to turn my head.
I'm like, bro, I don't even do that whole like turning back thing no more. I don't even do that. I look straight at the camera. I'm just.
Bro, what I need to is right in front of me. I don't need to put a crick in my neck.
Right. I only did that because they told you had to do it for the driving test, but I'm like, that archaic-ass test?
Fact.
Need to update it to the times, bro.
If you can't pass your driver's test, hey, man, I feel you. You should get a bus pass or some Uber points. I don't know what to tell you.
But, hey, I passed mine, but I got into a wreck a week after.
Oh, Lord.
And that'll be a story for another day of why Eric got into that wreck.
It's a unique story. That's for
it's
sure.
It's a very unique cartoon.
Get them points early and out the way.
Hey. You know, you got to do what you got to do. But to end the show, we have one final segment, and it's a doozy. And because I just like making these dudes sweat, and I think it's funny to hear what kind of bullshit can come out of their mouths. So here is the game of let's save my life. Not a life, my life, because I don't never put my own life in danger. So
except for on Twitter.
Hey, that's not my fault. That's not my fault. All the time. So here's the scenario. There is a gun to your head, and you have to tell the shooter one thing that will get them to spare your life. What are you going to tell them? Which one of y'all want to go first?
I think I'll go first. You know, first of all, knowing that we live in America, this is all too real a scenario that could happen. Now,
that's...
wow. It just got real dark just now. But with that being said, man, I would probably tell them that I got free Young Thug tickets. You know, I would tell them that I could introduce you to Chloe Bailey. you know, Megan Thee Stallion. You know, I could get you a lap dance with Megan Thee Stallion. You know,
no lie, that would make me at least hesitate.
Like, you know, yeah. So that's what I would think. Naked. That's what I would think of. That's what I would think of.
EG, what is gonna save your life?
I tell them I know the Muffin Man.
Fuck that man. I know the Muffin Man.
He only let you finish that sentence.
Hey, I know the Muffin Man.
Where's he?
You
live?
Don't kill me. I'll tell you where he live. On Drury Lane.
What if he don't like muffins?
Hey, you know what? That's his own fault.
I'm sure he likes titties.
Exactly. I'll show him a gumdrop.
Wait,
I'm just saying.
Why do I let these people on my show?
Hey, you asked the question.
You said you introduced it saying you like to hear the foolishness.
That's
you asked the question. So
you asked the question.
And I instantly regretted it.
I'm just saying, if he like gun drops, and you know what I mean by gun drops.
Not the gun drop. All right, so here's what I'm gonna tell him. I'm gonna say, hey, you like shoes? I know a guy who flips shoes and just use bots to buy up all the stock stuff on StockX and go. We could rob him. We could rob him right now if I get to live.
Shit, if you know that dude, let me link me with him right now.
I mean, hey, I'm not out here promoting violence. I just want to say, I know who you are, and I know where you live. And if I don't get my questions, we gonna have a problem. But we don't promote violence on this show. Ignorance, yes. Violence, no.
We just promote getting canceled.
Hey, you know, whatever happens, happens. But
when you say we, who do you mean?
We? I speak French. I'm talking about everybody.
What do you mean, we?
What do you mean by that?
Is your name in the Twitter bio?
No, it's not.
It can't be.
Oh, okay.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to thank you for listening to another episode of the one and only D1 Ignite University podcast. We're not done exactly yet because EG twisted my arm at the beginning of the show and he asked for 2 minutes. And I don't know what he's going to talk about for 2 minutes, but I'm going to put 2 minutes on the clock and see what he got to say. So, EG, are you prepared?
Oh, yeah.
So, 2 minutes have been added to the clock and you are officially on it. Go.
All right, your boy EG. I don't know how they will make it happen, but I got Madden for free. All I'm going to say is this game is trash. They make no improvements. You can actually throw, which I'll give them credit for that. But everything else is still your basic Madden. It's still trash. Can't help it. I had to air that out. I was playing it while we were on the air because it was my first time playing it.
So you ain't even need 2 minutes.
Nah, I just wanted to get that off my chest.
Okay, so you have to explain real quick how you got Madden free.
I was on Twitter, and they was giving out codes.
You see, ladies and gentlemen, the Twitter is for more than just misogyny. I'm telling you, if you pay attention to the timeline, it can benefit you in some way, form, or fashion.
Look, I think that's one of the rare times where I'm okay for dudes in my DMs.
Hey, you know, you got to do what you got to do. So, with that being said, Scully, do you have any final thoughts to give the people?
Yeah, I will say that, you know, college football season's coming up as well, you know, so it's a lot of big things coming up this year, you know, college football, and, you know, Joe Biden might cancel loans, you know, fuck him if he doesn't. fuck the cops that killed Breonna Taylor, who are all pretty much arrested, you know, bitch-ass niggas. And I can't think of if I'm remembering anything else. Oh, yeah, fuck the Cowboys. And, yeah, I've heard Madden's true, so I'm not buying it. But, you know, being single now, I do have a lot more time on my hands. So, yeah.
Hey, the man has spoken. The captain of Scully's has spoken. So, like I love to say at the end of every episode, ladies and gentlemen, keep learning, keep living, keep loving. Don't pay them loans back because I'm for sure not. And we have the darkness.
And kill them on his trash.
The university. Whatever he said.